And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Lafayette's Dance Guild is offering a course in creative movement for children ages 5 through 9. The class will run October 4th through November 22nd, Fridays 4:15 to 5:15 in the afternoon. The classes will be in UL Lafayette's McLaurin Gym and will be taught by Lynn Clearfield and Melissa Ross. To register your child, the website is danceguild.blogspot.com, or you can call 849-3564. Tickets for the Louisiana Crossroads series are on sale now. You can purchase them by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts or going to their website. At that website, you can also purchase series tickets for the Singer-Songwriter series at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Lafayette General Health Foundation's annual gala will be held Thursday, October 3rd at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available by calling the foundation at the Lafayette General Health Foundation or going to their website. The Hilliard University Art Museum has new exhibits on display: Intimate Science, A Continuous Mark, Eugette Despalt, May, and Kathleen Elliott, and Gumbo, Connecting Community and Collections. Banned Books Read will take place here on the UL Lafayette campus tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Readings will be on the library deck under the oak tree behind the library on campus. All are invited to listen. Acadiana Pride Festival presents Louisiana Words every Tuesday at 7:30 at Fame Nightlife at 2013 Pinhook Road. All are invited. The Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette offers books and film series in the fall and one in the springtime. The fall books and film series is called The Golden Age of Pirates and Piracy. It's being taught by Professor Kim Todd. It will be Tuesdays, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., September 24th through October 29th. A lot of interesting information. Of course, some of the images we all think about, but Dr. Todd will be going much deeper, talking about commerce and commodities and things that she's quite interested in. There will be clips of film shown. There will be three books for the course, one on Captain Kidd, one called Villains of All Nations, and one called Bandits at Sea. If you would be interested in taking the course offered through the Friends of the Humanities, you can call the History Department here at UL Lafayette, and they can tell you how you can sign up. You can email or call them. Dr. Todd's email is Todd, T-O-D-T, T-O-D-T at louisiana.edu, or again, call the UL History Department. Ernest Gaines will be reading this Wednesday in the Gaines Center on the UL campus and Dupre Library, Wednesday at 3 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. Also on Wednesday, British journalist and author Richard Hollidge will be at the South Regional Public Library on Johnston Street at 6:30. He'll be hosting a discussion about his research on the Acadian dispersal and one group of refugees who made their way to Louisiana by way of Britain. His novel, a fictional account of that journey, is called The Scattered. That is, Richard Hollidge will be at the South Regional Public Library this Wednesday at 6:30. Cinéma Français continues at Nunu Arts and Culture Collective in Arneville. Cinéma Français presents a film each month, the last Wednesday of the month. This Wednesday it is Ridicule, a French film that came out in 1996, set in the 18th century at the court of Versailles. All are invited to view the film. It's in French, subtitled in English. For more information, you can call Nunu's Arts and Culture Collective. And if you are headed to New Orleans and will be there on Wednesday, there will be a publication party at the Humanities Center for the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. Their latest Cultural Vistas has come out, and that publication party will be on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in New Orleans. The Place She Stoops to Conquer continues this week. It is their final weekend. If you've been hearing great things about it and just haven't gotten a chance to see it, it will run the 26th through the 29th at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. In Lake Charles, the Friends of Teuton Park have a gardening educational program. There is a presentation this Thursday, September 26th, from 6 to 7:30. It's the Introduction to Gardening, back to basics. For more information, you can contact Tooten Park, the Friends of Tooten Park. At Vermilionville, there will be a special movie this Friday, September 27th. The Ciné Club Mardi Movie will be presenting four movies in French. Accordionist Philip Gould will be welcoming the spectators from 6 to 7 at Vermilionville. It's free admission with a suggested donation. That's Mardi Movies Cinema Night. Lots of great films, films from France, Belgium, Algeria, and Quebec. Again, they will have English subtitles. This film will be Starbuck, starts at 7 o'clock. For more information, you can contact Vermilionville. In Lake Charles, a global public art project called Before I Die will be shown this Friday, September 27th. That will be at 505 Bazaar at 314 Broad Street in Lake Charles. That is the global public art project called Before I Die. The Kittical Mass Bike Ride will take place this Saturday at the starting off at the Horse Farm. It's for kids, kids at heart, and their family to help teach kids and caregivers safety skills and to provide a ride to practice them. It starts at 9:30. I think helmets are required. And if you'd like more, you can go to bikelafayette.org. That is the organization that is sponsoring Kittical Mass. That's Bike Lafayette. The ALS Walk will be taking place this Saturday, September 28th, starting in Girard Park. The UL baseball players will be making this walk as well. For more information, you can go to their website, and that is www.walktodefeatals.org. The next Seed to Skillet presentation at Vermilionville will be taking place this Saturday from starting at 11 o'clock. You'll be learning how to make peppers and preserves. Greg Guidros at Vermilionville will be walking you through the process of how to make these peppers and preserves. You need to reserve a space. You can call Vermilionville or go to their website. In Eunice at the Liberty Theater, a special Hank Williams tribute will take place this Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Liberty. And the Envision DeBerry organization will be having their show tune sing-along this Saturday from 7 until 11 at Café des Amis in New Iberia. The Festival Fête de Famille will be taking place at the Blue Moon this coming Sunday. It's for more information, you can go to the Codafil site or to the Blue Moon Saloon site. It starts at 3 o'clock. Creative Action will be presenting Urbanized, a documentary film by Gary Hootswit. Will be curated by Make Made at Vermilionville this Monday, September 30th at 6 o'clock, the film Urbanized. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And of course, you can support KRVS at any time very securely. Just click the support or pledge now button and make your contribution. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, it's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. And at 7 o'clock on Mondays, we join Opera with World of Opera. Until 11, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. At midnight, it is Sound Club, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, it is Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.